2 weeks out. Scan all identification, health insurance, and credit debit cards into a computer from which you can print multiple copies, several to be left with family members and several to be taken with you in separate bags. Email the scanned file to yourself so that you can access it while abroad if you lose the paper copies. If you are an entrepreneur, downgrade your cell phone to the cheapest plan and set up a voicemail greeting that states, "I am currently overseas on business. Please do not leave a voicemail as I will not be checking it while gone. Please send me an email at blank@blank.com if the matter is important. Thank you for your understanding." Then set up email autoresponders that indicate responses could take up to 7 days or whatever you decide for frequency due to international business travel. If you are an employee, consider getting a quad band or GSM-compatible cell phone so that the boss can contact you. Get a BlackBerry only if your boss will be checking to see if you were working via email. Be sure to disable the dead giveaway sent from a BlackBerry signature on outgoing email. Other options include using a Skype-in account that forwards to your foreign cell phone, my preference, or a Vonage IP box that allows you to receive landline calls anywhere in the world via a phone number that begins with your home area code. Find an apartment for your ultimate mini-retirement destination or reserve a hostel or hotel at your starting point for 3 to 4 days. Reserving an apartment before you arrive is riskier and will be much more expensive than using the latter 3 to 4 days to find an apartment. I recommend hostels for the starting point if possible. Not for cost considerations, but because the staff and fellow travelers are more knowledgeable and helpful with relocations. Get foreign medical evacuation insurance if needed for peace of mind. This tends to be redundant if you are in a first world country and can buy local insurance to augment your own, which I do, and it is useless if you are a 10-hour flight from civilization. I had evacuation insurance in Panama, as it's a 2-hour flight from Miami, but I didn't bother elsewhere. Don't freak out about this. It's just as true if you're in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the United States. 1 week out. Decide on a schedule for routine batched tasks such as email, online banking, etc. to eliminate excuses for senseless pseudo-work procrastinating. I suggest Monday mornings for checking email and online banking. The first and third Mondays of the month can be used for checking credit cards and making other online payments such as affiliates. These promises to yourself will be the hardest to keep, so make a commitment now and expect serious withdrawal cravings. Save important documents, including the scan of your identification, insurance, and credit debit cards, to a small handheld storage device that plugs into a computer USB port. Move all things out of your home or apartment into storage, pack a single small backpack and carry-on bag for the adventure, and move in briefly with a family member or friend. 2 days out. Put remaining automobiles into storage or friend's garage. Put fuel stabilizer in the gas tanks. Disconnect the negative leads from batteries to prevent drain, and put the vehicles on jack stands to prevent tire and shock damage. Cancel all auto insurance except for theft coverage. Upon arrival, assuming you have not booked an apartment in advance, first morning and afternoon after check-in, take a hop-on, hop-off bus tour of the city followed by a bike tour of potential apartment neighborhoods.